Well, good morning, and what a blessing it is to be together and for a very special service of AB dedication and a special time to recognize the newborns. We recognize mothers on Mother's Day. We recognize fathers on Father's Day. And this morning we want to recognize the precious gifts that God has given four families this year. And the responsibility, the blessing, the importance of children and taking time for children. This is not a baby or infant baptism in any way, shape, or form. It's a dedication. There's a huge difference. There's no sin involved. Innocent children are born into this world with sin nature, but they're innocent and they're entrusted to parents to raise them and shape them and mold them. And what a blessing it is also in a church to see children reach the age of accountability where they feel the weight of their sin and they begin to make decisions for their life. And that is when a person needs to reach out, and the church needs to be here to teach the truth and to show the way. And yes, I hope that this can encourage everyone together to join together in this task. I've entitled the message, A Home Mission, or A Home Mission Vision. When you think of missions, in our studies with all nations, It's opening my understanding of church planning and wrestling through some of the questions and trying to reach and understand the heart of God. And I really believe through this study that God wants a church and a Bible in every part of the world. Just like this church plant here is a light to this community, and we're here to make God known. And everyone should have a Bible. We all agree with that? Every part of the world. So this mission, if you will, reaching its completion is when every part of the world has a vibrant church. And every part of the world and every person in the world is faced with a decision. What will you do with the claim that God has upon your life? And every person in the world is given a chance to come into the kingdom of God. It's God's heart. I'm also aware of Christianity in the early church in Rome and books of the Bible when they were written in the church at Rome, possibly five churches in the early church at the time the book of Romans was written. The percentage of Christians compared to the rest of the world was 0.6%. That was eye-opening in most of the churches at Corinth and Rome. It's a minority. And it's because the Bible says straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leads unto life, and few people find it. You can say it's easy, salvation is a free gift, but you must give up everything to come into the kingdom of God. You must be willing to die to yourself and give Christ the reins to your heart and allow Him to sit on the throne of your heart and rule as king. And that's why it is the minority, because it's not the easy way. It's not going with the flow. It's going against. So when we think of a home mission, we want to let a burden fall upon us this morning. And of the condition of the church today. This very church building was made available because the church couldn't continue because there was no children. There was a membership of eight. And they were all above 60, and that's not a healthy sign. And I feel for churches that go through that, where they have no children and eventually die out. Or many churches have children leaving God and the church, and that is also a sad situation to see, where children grow up and never make a decision or find a healthy church or find a church of brotherhood where they can come and they can grow, and they want to come to church and love the life of church. And that's my heart, that we could be that kind of a church and people that we love to get together and we love coming to worship God each Sunday, and we find an experience of growth. Church life is not always easy, we know that. But we want to do everything we can to raise children for the Lord. So, the picture we see is churches in every part of the world, but churches are made up of homes. Someone has said this, as goes the home, so goes the church. And as goes the church, so goes the community. And as goes the community, so goes the world. And so you see this all starting with what happens inside the home. Parents are given a tremendous blessing and a responsibility. And I hope that we can look at this responsibility and blessing from the Word of God this morning. The first point I have, and when we think about a mission, we want to build strong families and build strong homes. First point I have is a healthy love for children. A healthy love for children. Genesis 1:28. God told Adam and Eve, He blessed them and said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. So God said, Be fruitful and multiply, and God has given the animals the ability to reproduce and humans. And today we have the earth. Yes, what is the population? 6 billion, I believe it is. And yes, there's lots of people on the earth. And it's God's heart. I believe it is God's heart. God also told Noah after the flood. He said this after the devastation of the flood. You read there in Genesis chapter 6 that wickedness covered the earth and every imagination of the hearts were continually evil, and you imagine those days as being very evil. 8 people went into the ark, Noah and his 3 sons and their wives went into the ark, and after the flood, everything was destroyed, and God said to Noah and his family, Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth, and here we are today. You say, after that experience, I can only imagine the feeling of that, getting off and looking all the devastation and hearing those words, replenish the earth, go fill the earth again. And so we see that God gives the responsibility to love children. Marriage is designed by God for love and a place where there's peace and security, and also where children can be blessed into a marriage relationship. Family size can vary and does vary, and I'm not here to preach or say anything about family size, because I believe that's God's will is different for every person. What I am here to stress and emphasize and to share with you is a love for children. And I think everyone should have that healthy love for children, whether it's 2 or whether it's 3 or whether it's 8 or 9. God gave us 9. We didn't set out to have 9 children. God gave us 9. And we feel blessed to have a family that is a full quiver. And now the grandchildren are coming in, and we're getting a picture of how this fruitfulness can work. And 9 times 9 is 81. I say that, and I'm not expecting all our children to have 9, but I certainly want them to have however many God gives them. What I want to say is that I love to see a love for children and a longing for children. And some have had to live with that feeling and love for children, and God closed the womb, and they have barrenness, and they need to live with that. And I don't understand all of that, but I believe God just gives every person and every home a love for children. We can read accounts in the Bible. Abraham and Sarah lived 25 years with barrenness, and it was very painful. I preached that one time, and we had to wait 2 years to our first one, and the person came to me afterward. He said, 2 years is nothing. Seemed long at that time, but they had experienced barrenness for many, many years. And that is very painful because there's a love for children. And I want to encourage every home here to just acknowledge that is God's will. Family size can vary, but all should have a love for children. God does not bless every home with children. Family sizes are different. Many in the world today have a desire for career, wealth, American dreams, and many other things, and they see children as a problem or something that comes in the way. And that is sad, and that is unfortunately coming into the church. I don't really see that here, and I'm thankful for that. But some churches, they're experiencing that pursuit of wealth and careers and seeing children as something that stands in the way. So let's appreciate and love and pray for children. It is the future of the church. And the second point I have is a healthy connection with children. Children are born with heartstrings to their parents, which brings security and safety. When children are born, there's a bonding that takes place, and there's strong heartstrings that are connected to their parents. And that is something that needs to be maintained and developed. We need to work hard as parents to maintain healthy connections, maintain healthy heartstrings where you can find a strong connection with each of your children. And I believe that brings, when there's a strong connection, strong and healthy heartstrings to parents and children, it brings security and safety. Ephesians 6 is a chapter on warfare, and there we have teachings on children and parents. Children are, it says in Ephesians chapter 6, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. There is a lot of warfare that happens within homes, and this is real, where parents and children go through difficulty in this relationship. Obedience to parents and honor father and mother, and fathers, it addresses fathers that we do not provoke our children to wrath. And do everything you can to maintain healthy heartstrings and healthy connections. It is also important when children grow and when they reach the age of accountability and the age of their youth, that there's also healthy connections. That is, it is so important that children are connected to a good church, connected to a good youth group, and connected to a good school, and connected to good spiritual connections that will help guide them through their years of maturing. But most important is the connections between children and parents. Healthy conversations. Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Very familiar verse, train up a child. And training involves teaching, discipline, training, and many other things, but a lot of good, healthy conversations. It is so important to talk about the important things of life, and children need to be taught. We cannot expect them to know everything, but parents are there to guide. And the better that you do with healthy conversations, the more equipped I believe they are to face some of these challenges and temptations that they will face. Many, many things that we could address here as far as things to talk about. I believe it is important that we raise children in our day today that are holy and pure, and prepare them for a lot of the things that they will face in the world, and teach them about their sexuality, teach them about some of the things that we see in the world, and help them to guard against those things. Teach them and talk about proper dress and why we dress the way we dress, and what young women should look like and what modesty means for young men. Talk about some of these things. You can add that to the list, but I just want to encourage all of you to maintain healthy conversations. And I know it takes time. And guard your children when they're young from the weightier matters of life. There's certain things that they're not prepared for. And my parents did a good job at that. Not talking about things that we were not mature enough or prepared for. Some relationship struggles that happen, and different things that a child needs to be old enough to understand. So maintain healthy conversations. And lastly, I have a healthy identity. Children are created in the image and likeness of God. It says in Genesis 1:26, God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the sea, fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So we are all created in the image of God. God formed each child in the womb. And when we know and understand that, we see the hand of God in our lives from the womb. And we are all beautiful. We are all special. We all have different gifts. But God carefully formed every one of us in His very image. So we bear the image of God. And sin has marred that image, of course. When sin came into the world, that image of God is marred because of sin. But in redemption, that image is restored. And that is God's will for every one of us, that His image is shining, that we are reflecting the image of God, and that we are understanding how much God cares about us. In Psalm 139, it says, thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and my soul knoweth it right well. Satan tries to rob people of their dignity and worth. It is Satan's goal to tear down that image, tear down that feeling of dignity and worth and acceptance. And it is our job to nurture that in our children and do the best we can to nurture that and help them understand that they are created in the image of God. There were three girls once that were playing together, and two were left to play alone. The one cried out loudly, I'm here, don't you see I'm here? The girl expressed a need, which is universal, and it is a need to be noticed and recognized as a person of worth. That is a cry that is coming from every one of us. We need to feel a sense of dignity and identity of who we are and feel like we are cared for. It is hard to live with ourselves if we feel little value or if we don't like ourselves. A person that feels like a nobody will contribute little to life. Everyone is created with a purpose. Everyone has gifts and talents. Everyone is beautiful in God's eyes. I want to just share a couple things that maybe can wound that dignity, some destructive forces, and then a couple things of ideas of how to build a good sense of dignity in your children. One of the things that we need to guard against is giving more attention to one child than another. If we have large families, we have to guard against giving recognition to one child or over others. And I think that is something that we can easy do to wound that sense of dignity in a child. Tearing down their abilities. There's some terrible comments that some parents have made to their children. One father said to his son, I can't imagine anyone giving you a job. You will never amount to anything in life. And I've talked to many people in prison, and they've been told some of these things, and we have to let them know that that was a lie and that you can contribute much in life, and you can nurture your talents and abilities, and you can find a job, and you can contribute. One father told his son that because he had red hair, he said that you are not my son, and it was just a terrible thing for him to overcome and hear his father say that he is not his son. So there's many, many things that can destroy and tear down dignity in children. Laugh at them. We have to be careful at what we laugh at them. They say funny things and they do funny things sometimes, but we have to be careful how we laugh at them because they can internalize that sometimes. Some ways to build a good sense of dignity. I want to just share a couple things and let you build upon these to maintain a healthy identity in your children and a sense of dignity. One of the most important things as you, as a parent is your attitude and your own self-esteem or your marriage relationship, I believe, can really shape your children's sense of dignity. So the best gift that you can give to your children is to love your wife and a marriage that is strong, parents that love each other, showing kindness. And I can say this, that I grew up in a home, my wife and I both grew up in a home where there was never displays of anger, my mother and father, to each other. There was a strong sense of self-esteem, and I felt a strong sense of security because of that. Let your children help around the home. Let me do it begins early. So the temptation to turn them away and do it yourself is strong sometimes, but let them help and train them how to do things. And they love to learn if you can just slow down enough to train and teach skills in life. Mow the lawn, wash the car, drive the tractor. Allow them to mess up. Allow them to be children. Allow them to break some things. And let them help and develop a sense of dignity and self-esteem. Spending time is a big one. Spending time with your children, I believe that is huge. And we all only have a certain amount of time, but the more time that you can spend with your children, the more they will develop a strong sense of dignity and self-esteem. A good sense of dignity lays a good foundation for emotional health and balance throughout life. Inferior feelings can begin early in life, so we have to guard against inferiority and build self-esteem. So in conclusion, I want to encourage all the families here this morning to develop and continue. I sense a love for children here, and I want to bless you in that. I want to encourage you in your commitment that you have to your families and your commitment and all the hard work. And as time, if the Lord tarries, and in time, you will begin to see and you will begin to reap the benefits of all your hard labors. So let this love for children fill our church and the desire to fill the earth with a godly seed. That we can only contribute to that in part, but we all contribute as God gives us the ability when we have a love for children. And then maintain healthy conversations, maintain a healthy self-image, sense of dignity and identity. And God will bless your homes as you apply yourself to these. And you can add to the list. I want to just encourage, lay a foundation that you can build upon, and many of you are doing that well. And I want to say, just continue to build in that way. What we're going to do is allow all the parents to come forward and just say whatever the Lord has laid upon their hearts, introduce their child, anything significant they want to share with us. We're going to allow them all to do that. We have four, Brian and Londa, Bria.